This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I am super excited about our guest today, New York Times best-selling author of Love is the Killer App, How to Win Business and Influence Friends, and his most recent book on sales collaboration, Deal Storming, the Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges. Tim Sanders, welcome today.
Derek, I'm glad to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about your journey and some highlights in your early years, and then we're going to talk about some of these key topics that that you're such an expert on.
So I've got to say, Derek, I have a pretty checkered past. I was raised on a farm by my grandmother in Clovis, New Mexico, just east a little bit of the state, right there on the border between New Mexico and Texas. Had a really interesting childhood, was a special education kid from the second grade to the sixth grade. So you can imagine I learned how to stick up for myself when I got to junior high school back with the regular kids, but it taught me a lot about grit and determination. And it helped me understand that the best time to develop relationships is long before you need them. And I carried that into my professional career. In 1997, I had the good fortune of being hired by Mark Cuban and Todd Wagner at that startup. It was originally called AudioNet, and it broadcast audio and audio games, mostly sports. Later, we became Broadcast.com, and then after Mark sold the company to Yahoo for whatever that amount was, he ended up buying the Mavericks. He didn't want to go to the Silicon Valley. I think he didn't really dig what was going on at Yahoo. Obviously, that may not have been a bad decision.
Right.
But I did. I wanted to be part of something really cool. This is like the year 2000 at this point. So my family and I moved out to the Silicon Valley just in time for the dot-com crash.
Right.
We literally got there, and 3 months later, the rug got pulled up from under everybody. And I faced an incredible challenge, and that was to help our sales team replace $800 million of lost revenue. You see, Derek, we were doing business with other dot communists. It was very common practice back in those days. So our big customers were like eToys, drugstore.com, and Webvan. Remember those names? And we weren't in business as much as we should have been with real legacy companies like Walmart or Procter & Gamble, because in sales and marketing, that's what you call that account, Procter & Gamble, and Nike and Disney. So my job was to build the team, go back into the market during a recession, and convince traditional advertisers that there was value in the Yahoo platform. And that was an incredible business experience for me. Highlight here, I traveled over 300 days a year for 3 years straight.
Wow.
So spent a lot of time listening, spent a lot of time at a lot of traditional companies learning from them and mentoring them, as well as where I thought the world was going to go in terms of e-commerce and digital marketing, et cetera. And I'm happy to say we were successful in keeping the ship afloat, at least. And then in 2005, by the time I got to there, I'd already written a couple of books. I was getting a lot of offers to speak on the lecture circuit. And I felt like it was a good time for me to go off on my own. And at the time, some of my lieutenants at Yahoo were going to new companies like the Facebook, et cetera. And I had an opportunity to consult with them, and I went that direction. And so since then, what I've been doing is a lot of research. I've written 5 books altogether, and 50 or 60 times a year, I have the wonderful opportunity to speak on the lecture circuits.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.